IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. What isn't awesome is the Eskom situation. News 24 reporting that Eskom's emergency power plan is stalling. South Africa's plan for additional emergency power by the end of the year is way behind schedule. I didn't tell you that it's all good news this morning. We do have to talk about these things. We have to find out what it means. Professor Samson Mapueli is an energy expert. He's joining us this morning. Professor, good morning. Thanks for doing that. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning to you and the listeners.
So it's obviously not very good news, and I'm assuming this all started with criticism about the car power ships that were meant to be coming in to the country.
Yes. The problem with the emergency procurement was with the power ships, really, because some of us indicated from way back before they even went out to tender that the power ships will not work for the South African environment. Government went on to procure the power ships, but now they can't dock on our shores because of so many issues, including the aspect of environmental impact assessment. They couldn't get environmental authorization because of the number of issues. And they also have a problem because there's also a court challenge to the process of appointing them. So that emergency power is not going to come anytime soon. It may not even come in the end. And as things stand, Eskom needs about 4,700 megawatts in addition to what we have for them to be able to avoid load shedding. And that's problematic because the new generation capacity that's coming on board is coming in very, very slowly. Mm. There are times when Eskom relies mainly on the renewable energy plants that we have in the country because their coal power stations are not available the way they should be. We have a very low what we call energy availability factor. They are available about 62% of the time,
right,
as opposed to about 72 to 73% of the time.
These power ships, the Turkish ones, was it the right move in your view to stop them and to open it up to other suppliers?
Yeah, I think the power ships deal was not supposed to have been done in the first place because one, they are too expensive. Two, they were given a very long contract, about 20 years of expensive power. And we, as South Africa, we are not going to start an industry in building power ships. So where you procure expensive power is when you are preparing yourself for starting industrialization using that particular technology. So you basically say we will pay a lot of money now, and at a later stage when the industry has grown, we will then be able to pay less. But with this power ship, it's not the same. So they were not supposed to have been procured in the first place. I think the government must just get rid of them and then procure additional emergency power from other sources or other technologies.
Mm, mm. How are we doing with other sources? You know, this is obviously only one of them, and this was almost like this desperate attempt at all costs to try and bring in extra power. That speaks to the level of desperation. Are we starting to see any other independent suppliers coming online?
Yes, what we're seeing more and more is that because Eskom has kind of streamlined the wheeling process, where independent power producers can use their lines to supply electricity to their clients. Most industry customers, such as mines, have started now buying from independent power producers who are producing their own energy. And that is going to have a huge impact on Eskom because Eskom will lose a lot of revenue, because those are the people or the industries that pay quite a lot of money to Eskom. They use a lot of electricity and they pay a lot of money, as opposed to municipalities that are owing Eskom a lot of money and some individuals who are not using that much of electricity.
Mm.
With the lifting or the increase of the threshold for the requirements of generation license up to 100 megawatts, NERSA has so far registered up to about 11,000 megawatts. So that program also is starting to pick up with IPPs starting to come on board. So in the next 2 to 3 years, we'll have a lot of new generation capacity coming from independent power producers. We've seen a lot of establishments such as the shopping malls and some of the industries starting to have solar panels on their roof. That sector is also growing, and they're doing what they call offset, which means that they're offsetting what they're using from Eskom using the solar panels. Then there's a small fee that they pay to Eskom, but Eskom loses quite a lot of money in that kind of a situation as well.
Yeah, and that I would imagine is, you know, when independent producers, the larger companies, are producing for their own usage and not demanding that from Eskom, it's a bit of a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it's very good because it takes pressure off the grid, but on the other hand, Eskom's losing some very reliable and important customers, I'd imagine.
Yes, that's correct. So in the process, it will relieve the pressure on the grid, but then Eskom will not have enough sales to be able to generate the much needed revenue. And as we know, Eskom has got a huge debt that they need to pay. And when Eskom does not have enough sales, it impacts on the Eskom customers, because then the following year when they do their price adjustment, they need to increase their prices quite high so that they can make up for the sales that they are not making. So it's good for us, because then we will have enough power, but it's bad because then the electricity price will go high on the side of Eskom, which means that people who will survive then will be the ones who are starting to have their own power generation, their own solar panels, for instance, in the room.
Do we have a sense that Eskom actually has a real plan? Because what worried me about these ships is it felt haphazard.
Yeah, Eskom itself is doing quite well under the current administration. The plan that they have is the Just Energy Transition Strategy that they have. In that Just Energy Transition Strategy, they're talking about bringing in new generation capacity in the form of renewable energy. They want to build and operate renewable energy power stations. However, the biggest plan, country plan, is the integrated resource plan, whose custodian is the Department of Energy, which indicates what needs to happen from now until 2030. It calls for the decommissioning of about 11,000 megawatts of coal power stations, and then bringing in additional power generation from renewable energy and some gas, and quite a number of an energy mix that it proposes. The challenge is that the implementation is quite slow. So that's where the biggest problem is, and that implementation of the provisions of the integrated resource plan lies with the Department of Energy and not with Eskom. Eskom is just the buyer of the electricity, but the new generation capacity needs to be procured through the Department of through the independent the IPP office, but it's under the Department of Energy.
So would you say that the whole concept of these power ships is now off the table?
Government is still forging ahead with it. I can't see them getting environmental authorization. I've looked at the reasons for refusal. Some of the reasons for refusal can't be reversed. And when they do the appeal, you do appeal on the submission that you already made. So it will be interesting for me if we get an environmental authorization. That's one of the biggest issues that I think they will have. Government has kept giving them more time to be able to secure environmental authorization. But I think they need to get to a level where they agree and accept that these power ships won't work. They won't dock on our shores and then move on and allocate that emergency power to other technologies.
Professor Samson Mapueli, energy expert, talking to us about the Eskom situation, the power ships, and bringing on additional supply.